Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to One Heck of a Thrifter. That is me. I'm One Heck of a Thrifter. I just want to start a little podcast. If it grows into something bigger, then that's fine. But I wanted to start by saying I am a thrifter. I have been thrifting forever. My grandma worked at a thrift store, so as I got older, I really didn't care for the thrift store. And in my older years, I brought my way back, found my way back into thrifting. I just want to tell you a little history about myself, and then we can start these different podcasts. I'm going to try to do one podcast every 3 days, maybe. I don't know. Depends on the response. But I just want to bring to you the different types of thrifting. We have so many types of thrifting. There are vintage fashion, vintage dresses, vintage clothing, period, vintage t-shirts, just your average expensive brands, different brands, mall brands. I'm going to be talking a little bit about BOLOs. And for those of you who do not know what BOLO means, is be on the lookout. These are brands that are going to help enhance for you to open up your eyes more when you in a thrift store and just don't pick up anything randomly. Now, I do understand when you're first starting out, you see so many YouTubers and so many other Instagrammers and Facebookers who are influencers who are really, really big, and they have these different niches of what they're going to be, you know, what they sell, what they're going to be selling. And what we do as brand new resellers, we run and we go pick up everything that the influencer or the person who's been thrifting for a while, we go pick up what they're picking up. My number one tip for this podcast, my number one tip, if you have a pen, write that. Do not watch a whole bunch of YouTubers, Instagrammers, Facebookers, these different type of influencers, and go run out and spend money on brands that you see them buy. Know that every brand that sells for one reseller will not, and I repeat, will not sell for the next reseller. I know that there are a lot of resellers out there who can pick up a lot of mall brands, and I've tried it. I've tried picking up mall brands, but mall brands just do not sell. And when I say mall brands, I mean Old Navy, different things from H&M, certain pieces of clothing. Now, if it's nice, if it's new with tags, and if you really, really, really got it for cheap, no more than $2 to $3, we'll say $2 to $5, then okay, maybe I can see that. But JCPenney's and Macy's, those are the different type of brands. You have your Walmart brands, your Target brands. So those are the brands that I've seen other resellers sell and resell or have in their closet or on their eBay or in their Etsy. And they may have it and they may sell for them, but it just did not work for me. My second piece of advice would be to figure out what will work for you. A lot of people go to Goodwill, go to Salvation Army, you go to a lot of mom and pop thrift stores. So I think what I would recommend is if you are in the area or if you're close enough to a Goodwill outlet bin, start there. The bins are what they call, actually it says Goodwill outlet. If you go to Google it, if you try to look it up in the area that you're in or if you're vacationing or something, it's called the Goodwill outlet. But those who have been reselling for a while call it the Goodwill bins. The Goodwill bins are, it's considered the last chance. before those clothes are sold to those across sea, overseas, in other countries and other different places. The Goodwill bins is where you would purchase the clothing for, let's say, $1.25. In some states, the more pounds you add on to your money, or not money is not what I'm looking for. The more pounds you add on, the cheaper it becomes. So if you're under 50 pounds at most places, it's $1.25, $1.69. But when you're getting 50 pounds and you're over the 50 pounds, it's when it becomes 99 cents a pound, which really, it really is worth it. It's my honest opinion. And let me just put this disclaimer. Everything that I say, I am not a professional. I'm a professional in my own sense. But I am not the one who knows every part in myself. I do not. And I will be the first to admit. So, even with the knowledge that you get from other influencers, whether it be anything that you hear here, please also do your own research. A lot of us that got started, that's how we got started. We did research. Now, true indeed, again, like I said before, I went out, I looked at a couple of videos, and I'm like, oh, I see that this person thinks that X, Y, and Z is good. So I went out and rushed and picked up X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z did not work for me. So I want you to get into the habit of, you know, researching. So back to the Goodwill bins. The Goodwill bins is very, 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 very crazy. I think my next podcast, I'm going to explain the do's and the don'ts and the things that you should have on hand, or that would be handy, will be good for you to have handy, to attend or to go to the Goodwill bins. So the Goodwill bins, like I said, some states, many states are different. All states are different. And when you buy the clothing by the pound, you can buy a t-shirt. Let's say you could just go and buy like maybe 20 t-shirts realistically and pay $7 or $8. And with those t-shirts, I say for you to start pants, whatever it is that you pick up, shoes, start with something small, something that you can get an ROI off of. And ROI stands for return of investment. That's what you put into whatever it is that you buy. So I am one to say, I've become extremely picky with the things that I buy, I purchase. I like to get things that I know will bring a nice high dollar. I know that I look for things that not only will bring a high dollar, that majority of the time I look for a quick flip. But if it's not a quick flip and I really think that it'll sell and it'll sell at a higher price, I will purchase it and I will sit on it. I'm not upset with that. So I just want you all to be mindful of the fact that a Goodwill bins, I personally would be a good place for new resellers to go and look at, to get a knowledge of different brands, depending on the state that you're in, the city you're near. A lot of times you may just have a Goodwill bins that is surrounded by people who live in multi-million dollar homes or houses, and they drop off their stuff there. You can go get the expensive brands like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Versace. You can go, a lot of people say Michael Kors. I'm not going to back kick Michael Kors, because Michael Kors do make some nice stuff, but Michael Kors, some people consider Coach as still a high end brand, so we'll say Coach. So a lot of different things, like a lot of different brands you may see. You really seven times out of ten, I'll say. 7 times out of 10, you'll run into a lot of exclusive brands. Again, if you do not want to go to the Goodwill bins, if you decide that, you know, I think I'll just go ahead and go to a regular Goodwill. Going to a regular Goodwill, please, make sure that your phone is charged up and that you already have the eBay, the Poshmark, or the Mercari app downloaded. With those three apps downloaded, it's a very good reference for you to check back to see if this is a brand that may sell. Again, I do know that a lot of American Eagle, a lot of people don't pick up American Eagle, but I will pick up American Eagle, especially if it has the tags on it. And I will look up American Eagle. Not saying that it'll pick up the high dollar. I won't get, you know, 50 to 80 to 100 bucks for it. But if I think that it's something that's in fashion or something that's fashionable or like something that people are really seeking, then yeah, I will pick up American Eagle. A lot of influencers, a lot of resellers will say, nah, we kind of stay away from American Eagle, and I don't. So again, if you choose to go into a regular Goodwill or Salvation Army or any mom and pop thrift store, make sure your phone is handy and you have those three apps downloaded. With those three apps downloaded, you can always check the comps. And by saying the comps, meaning that you can check to see a pricing on what is when it's sold. And also make sure that you, when you do that, that you can go back and see exactly how much it was sold for and what it may sell for you. That'll be a good thing. So, again, this is One Heck of a Thrifter. I know it's only 12 minutes long. That's because I'm on a run, and I'm not on a run from the law. But I am out doing some errands and all this other good stuff. So I am actually going to record a podcast episode, which is episode 1. So around episode 5, I believe, yeah, around episode 5. Episode 5 will be one that I'll be recording straight from Goodwill, just to like not give you a visual, of course, but it can give you some sense of the things to be on the lookout for while you're in there. That way you can close your eyes and you can visually maybe kind of sort of see me go into Goodwill or whatever thrift store I'm at and hear how I move the racks and tell you the pricing on different things and tell you if I pick up some jeans and they're $13.99 and the reseller's not good on them. I'll let you know. And I'll tell you I'll give you the insights of the different website apps that I went into to get the comps on it. So be on the lookout. Again, I have to figure out how often I'm going to be doing a podcast. If you know someone who wants to get into reselling, please don't hesitate. A lot of times we don't like to share information, but not only am I sharing information, but it's going to be good information, good content, enjoyable content. It's going to be content that you can actually be on the go. And again, if you visually can't have access to see things like a lot of YouTubers, you can listen to a podcast. Podcasts are extremely relaxing, some of them. And this is going to be a relaxing, enjoyable podcast. I'll talk about thrifting, and not only thrifting, but I'll be also talking about health, because health has a lot to do with thrifting, because if you're not healthy, then hey, you can't search the racks. So this is your girl Cece, One Heck of a Thrifter. Follow me.